That was a great team win today. All three phases did a great job tonight, and coming away with this victory, defense especially, those guys gave us a short field all night, and we took advantage of it offensively. Then the special teams, those guys did a great job also. And Coach Zimmer told us that, you know, we had to have that same intensity, that same focus, you know, that we've been playing with the past 2 weeks, and I saw it tonight when I walked into the stadium. And those guys in that locker room had their minds made up that they wanted to go out there and prove something. You know, what a better stage to do it than on prime time. The fans were awesome tonight, and we're just very appreciative of them. And it was just a well-fought game today, and I'm proud of those guys.
Ted, you guys have earned everything. You didn't have to wait for a team to win or lose or back in. It seems to be the motto of this team this whole year. How does it feel for the team and for you personally that you're going to the playoffs, which is only step one, but that you earned it?
Right, like you said, it's only step one, but, you know, it's good to know that you earned it. You know, you can't rely on anyone to do your dirty work for you. And that's why we appreciate Coach Zimmer. You know, that was his message, that we have to embrace the challenge that's in front of us. And the guys did a great job of answering that and responding in the show tonight.
Teddy, in what ways would you say that your game has changed since that Green Bay loss?
You know, I think we're doing, you know, we're playing smarter as an offensive unit. You know, we're allowing our guys to make plays. And, you know, I'm like the point guard out there. I just have to assist, you know, pass the ball to those guys and allow those guys to make plays. And we have the guys who are capable of making a big play every time they touch the ball. And it's been showing over the past couple of weeks. And I just have to continue to let the game come to me. You know, we've been doing a good job of just getting the ball out and things like that, not trying to test protection. So, no, it's just an overall team effort, too, though. You know, Coach Turner's been calling great games, you know, allowing us to have some success and play fast as an offensive unit, and it's been working for us.
For you personally, has anything changed on the field, physically, mentally, since that Green Bay game?
You know, I just continue to stay within the system. You know, haven't changed much. You know, I guess I'm getting the ball out much quicker, trying to get the ball out much quicker, you know, to allow our guys to make plays on the outside. And, those guys have been doing a great job for us.
The stage is set next week, nighttime flex to a game, you know, for the whole division. How do you guys feel going into that? This is exactly what you wanted, and to have it again on prime time, and your team seems to be surging. Do you smell blood in the water with the way the Packers have been playing, or do you keep that on even keel too?
Yeah, we have to, you know, we can't pay any attention to, you know, what the Packers are doing and how they've been playing. We have to continue to focus on ourselves. And, you know, Coach Zimmer said something to us, I think, early in the week. And he said, once we get in the playoffs, you know, the only team that can beat the Vikings is the Vikings. And, you know, we don't want to beat ourselves. So we know that we have a big-time game coming up next week. But, you know, we don't want to make the game bigger than what it is. So, you know, the guys are going to, you know, come to work tomorrow, you know, with their hard hats on, the same focus and intensity, and approach this week as if there's something on the line.
How important is that? Do you feel that maybe the last game against Green Bay, it became bigger than it was, or no?
I don't think so. You know, we know that each game is a big game for us. And, you know, every time we're out there on that field, you know, we want to come out victorious. So, you know, I know the Green Bay loss last time still doesn't sit well with some of the guys, but, you know, we're going to focus this week and make sure that we give it our all.
If they change anything, you talked about getting the ball out quicker a second ago. If they change anything in the playbook, more quicks, anything like that for you, or is that just from inside your head saying, okay, I got to get rid of this thing soon?
Yeah, we haven't changed much. You know, like I said, we have the guys who are capable of making plays on the outside. So, you know, as long as I get the ball to those guys and they have space to run, those guys are capable of making the big play for us, and they've been doing just that.
What did you see on the touchdown to Rudolph?
It was just a nice matchup that we liked, and Kyle's a big target, and we wanted to take advantage of that matchup, and Kyle did exactly that. He set the guy up on the route and, you know, gave me a throwing lane, and, you know, we just played pitch and catch.
When you see a guy on the other side of the ball like Harrison Smith go through what he's been through recently, and then not only to come back, but to play so well and get the pick six, how do you feel when you see that happen to a teammate?
Oh, I was very excited. And like I said, a guy like Harrison who's been through everything that he's been through this year, and he's a hard worker. He does everything that the coaching staff asks of him, you know, and he's an outstanding player, and we love to have him We love the fact that he's on our team and not on the teams that we're facing. You know, to see him get that interception and return all the way for a touchdown, you know, I jumped up. I didn't jump up. I just fist pumped on the sideline. I just said thank you. You know, that's something that's been missing, you know, and he stepped up and then he made the big play today.
Cam, we got you on the sideline. You look pretty excited for Jarek's touchdown, too. What was so exciting about that one?
Jarek, he's my roommate whenever we travel and whenever we stay at the hotel. And we just talk all night, man. Hopefully you can get in the end zone. What are you going to do? What celebration are you going to do? Try to keep his celebrations down to a minimum, though. You know, that guy, he can get out of control. But I was just very excited for him. You know, he's a guy last year, if I recall, every time we got down to the red zone, the goal line, you know, we would take him out. And he didn't get any rushing touchdowns last year. So to see him get in the end zone this year, I was just very excited for him.
Teddy, is there any trick to how you've been working the hard count the past couple of weeks, trying teams' upsides? I mean, is that something you really work on and throughout practice?
You know, we just wanted to take advantage of it. You know, it's something that we can use to our advantage, get a free 5 yards, also get a free play. And, you know, you put the tape on or you watch teams around the league, they're getting defenders to jump off sides, and sometimes they're getting big plays, touchdowns, and things like that. So we try to use it to our advantage, and it's been helping us.
That it was the most points the Vikings have scored since 1998 or something like that. Is that a product of the short field, the way that defense and special teams kind of played, or you guys found a new gear on offense?
Like I said, it was an overall team effort tonight. Special teams did a great job. Talk about Robert Blanton. I was teasing him because he got ran down by an offensive lineman. But, you know, with him making the heads-up play, recovering the onside kick, Cheryl's, you know, making sure that he catches the ball and, you know, not have us backed up. And that's Coach Prefer. You know, he does a great job with the special teams. You know, he takes that very serious, and that's something that he has a passion about. Then the defense did a great job also with the 3 interceptions, you know, giving us a short field. So it was an overall team effort. We made sure that we tried to capitalize with the field position and try to take advantage of it.
Teddy, every team has to be healthy, and I know that you can't control that, but a team also has to have chemistry and momentum, and your team seems to have both. How important is it that you're getting guys back healthy just at the right time, you have the momentum at the right time, and the chemistry is all there? It's almost like you have all the ingredients to make a good push.
Yeah, it's very important, you know, to get guys back healthy. And also it's very important to peak at this time of the year. You know, Coach Zimmer, he's been saying that this is the time of year that teams become great teams. And, you know, Coach Zimmer, he's been on some outstanding teams, Super Bowl teams, so he knows what he's talking about. And we've all bought into what he's been saying. So it's good to get guys healthy. Talk about having Linval back out there, Anthony out there today, Harrison with the interception, like we said. You know, it's just good to have those guys out there and get those guys back playing.
You'll be playing your first ever game at Lambeau Field next week. How much more special does that make it?
You know, I'm not big on, you know, the history and things like that or the, you know, the atmosphere. You know, I'm just going out there with the mindset that we want to win a football game. You know, we're going to be on prime time again, and there's a lot at stake. So we're going to approach this game with the mindset, same intensity, the same focus that we had tonight.
Despite all the points you put up, Zimmer was saying he thought there was a lot to clean up on offense. From your perspective, what do you see needing to improve?
Yeah, I know there was one time in the red zone we could have got out of a play, and it probably would have resulted in a touchdown. So, you know, I came off the field, and he was just drilling me, and that's why I love Coach Zimmer. You know, even though he's a defensive-minded coach, he understands what's going on the offensive side of the ball. So, you know, instead of getting the field goal, we could have scored a touchdown. But, you know, Blair did a great job tonight, going 5 for 5. I think that was the third time in his career that he's done that. So, you know, at least we came away with the points. But like Coach Zimmer said, we have a lot to clean up also.
Thank you.